So we're going to the phone line now. I've got Karen Parsons on the line, who is probably best known for the role of Hillary Banks, the spoiled Hillary Banks on the television show The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She was also in the movie Major Payne opposite Damon Wayans. That's another one that I really enjoyed. Karen, it's such a pleasure to get to speak with you this morning. How are you?
Thank you. I'm really well. It's good to be here.
And I'm glad to have you here, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about your latest project, Sweet Thing. But I do want to take a walk down memory lane with you right quick. Matter of fact, you're the second opportunity I've had to interview somebody from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because I interviewed Daphne Maxwell Reed. Yeah, it was back before Thanksgiving, ahead of the Fresh Prince reunion that was on HBO Max. I got to imagine that reunion was really sentimental for you guys.
Oh boy, yeah, that was a real roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. I kind of knew that it might be I knew it would be emotional. I figured it would be, but I had no idea what I was in for. I think it took me about 2 weeks to recover.
What kind of preparation did you have to go through to play the character of Hillary Banks? Because she was quite quirky, if I recall.
Yeah, you know, that didn't take much. I don't know how what happened when I was auditioning for the part. You know, she was written as a model type, and it was very thinly described what she was. I don't think they really knew too much of what they wanted the character to be, and so I just, you know, she was very shallow. From her dialogue, things that she had to say, she was really shallow. But I didn't know exactly what to make of the character. I wasn't a model type myself, and so somewhere along the line, I was playing with, you know, this kind of voice and, you know, this kind of inflections, the way that she talks, and this kind of lazy Southern California, attitude about it, kind of spoiled thing. And I grew up in Southern California, and I kind of projected onto the rich kids, from Malibu, because I grew up in Santa Monica. So, but I kind of projected onto them something that was, you know, not entirely accurate, of course, and brought that to the character. And so once I kind of got into that speak, that Hillary speak, and Mary Richmond, our costumer, said that Hillary came to life when I got dressed. She saw Hillary come out as soon as the clothes went on. And that's probably true, too.
I'm hearing it right now. I love it.
It was fun, you know, and it helped inform everything that she did from that moment. So it was one of those things, a little bit of acting from the outside in a little bit. And it worked for her, having this outward stuff inform it.
Awesome. Now, you say you grew up in Southern California, but now you live in New York City with you, and your whole family is involved in this project, Sweet Thing, which is going to be released in virtual theaters. Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's a beautiful film. It was a labor of love for sure. You know, my husband, Alexander Rockwell, wrote and directed the film. And a few years ago, he did a film also called Little Feet that starred my children, Lana and Nico Rockwell, when they were much younger. And it follows the day in the life of these small kids. And it was like a poem to childhood. It was just really beautiful. And Sweet Thing is a little bit like a sequel to that, to Little Feet. And it's where these young lives are now teenagers and where they kind of intersect with adults. And unfortunately, in this situation, these are kind of tragic characters that they are dealing with in very tumultuous relationships. And so it's kind of where they intersect, and then so my kids, Lana and Nico Rockwell, are in this as well, starring. And they meet a young boy named Jabari Watkins, who's, you know, full of adventure. And together, they, all of them, kind of embark on this kind of adventurous run for a while. And it's really beautiful and exciting. And then, you know, like I said, that there was this kind of parental characters. I'm playing the mom. Will Patton, who's wonderful, always plays the father. There's a kind of a darker side to things. And ultimately, the film is very hopeful. And it's just this beautiful journey that they take in the film. It's really beautiful. and it's beautifully shot on 16mm black and white with these punctuations, unexpected punctuations of color saturation, just when you need them in the film. It's really a beautiful experience, very immersive experience.
I love cinematography, no doubt about it. So yeah. Now, you say this is a virtual film. How does that work?
Oh, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about that part.
But how can people access it? Like, you know, I mean, it's not obviously the same as walking up to a theater, paying for the ticket, and then, you know,
right.
sitting down in a theater.
The film is on IFC. It's IFC in New York, IFC Center, and the Lemley in Los Angeles, I believe. I'm hearing this about the virtual, and I have to say, I don't have all of the particulars on this. I think if you go to IFC, I'm hoping, if you look it up, IFC, it probably, with virtual, they have a way of accessing it that way. I wish I could tell you more specifically on that, but I wasn't informed.
Well, definitely worth, you know, if nothing else, Google it.
Google Sweet Thing. How to watch Sweet Thing. That's what we do every night on TV, and we're always like, how to watch direct to.
Yeah, but this definitely sounds like one worth checking out, and I can't wait to do that. I've seen the trailer, and it looks like an absolutely moving show. And what was it like for you guys to work with your kids? Was this like a quarantine project for you guys?
No, this was before that, and we were actually right before the lockdown, we were actually in Berlin at the Berlin Film Festival receiving the Crystal Bear Award. We had just started the festival circuit, and we went into lockdown and everything stopped. There was great excitement and momentum for the film, and then boom, we had to, you know, lock down. So it was before that, and it was great working with my kids and seeing their professionalism and seeing their talent. And I love watching my husband work because he's in his element. He doesn't get to make films as often as he'd like to, but when he does, it's like he slides right into, you know, you see his cape and everything, you know, he's just so, like, mighty, and that's what where he works best. So it was a really, for me, a very exciting experience, very different from a normal acting experience because I was so much more like, you know, the wife and the mother than I was the actor in a lot of respects. Or I felt like that. I mean, I deliver when it's time to do my thing, but I felt a lot like I was making sure everybody, my family was okay.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Being an encouragement to your kiddos and your husband. And I think, Karen, that is a very noble thing. And you mentioned about film festivals. I want to make another connection with you there because I noticed on here you made your TV debut in a pilot called Rough House that was directed by Martha Coolidge.
Yeah.
She also directed the film Ramblin' Rose, which was based on a book that was written by Calder Willingham, who was from here in Rome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so anyway, she had a film, or was some, for some reason she was here in Rome. We have a film festival here called the Rome International Film Festival, and she was here for that, and she stopped by my friend's bookstore to look at Calder Willingham books.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. I mean, Martha is a great lady. I was so honored to work with her. I had been familiar with some work of hers, and I was so lucky to get to work with her early. Really great. I'm not surprised that she did that.
Awesome. And by the way, if you ever get back to Rome, Georgia, the bookstore that she visited was Dogwood Books on Broad Street, and it is definitely worth checking out.
Oh, gosh, you make me want to go just to go check out that bookstore.
Well, you know you're welcome at any time. My guest this segment is Karen Parsons. You remember her as the spoiled, selfish Hillary Banks on the television show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air back in the 90s. She's got a new film called Sweet Thing. And Karen, where can folks keep up with your latest projects?
Oh, you can go to Karen-Parsons.com. And I have everything there that I'm working on. I have, you know, so I have a nonprofit organization, Sweet Blackberry, that makes films, animated films and books for kids about real people in history we don't hear about in a fun and engaging way. That's Sweet Blackberry, the organization. You can also visit sweetblackberry.org to see more about what we're doing. And I have, you know, my books, How High the Moon, which came out recently as a novel, my first novel. I'm working on another now. And everything that I'm up to is there at Karen-Parsons.com. And also I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and what's the other one? Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm on all these things. And so is Sweet Blackberry. So you can check those out and see what's going on.
Yeah, I thought Facebook was the one that all of our generation was on, and that's why the younger people wanted to get off of it.
Yeah, exactly. They have to separate themselves. You know, not cool. So they're Instagram, and now it's like TikTok and Snapchat and a bunch of stuff, but I just can't learn all of it.
I know. There's so much to keep up with. And we didn't have any of that back in the day when you guys were on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No way. None of it. None of it.
How do you think that would have impacted your career if it had been?
We got to go.
I couldn't tell you, but I think Hillary Banks would have ruled the internet.
Yes, probably so. Again, my guest this segment, Karen Parsons, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed chatting with you.
Thank you. Me too. Thanks a lot.